Way back in the year 1858, an old shepherd called Jock Gray came in from the country to the market at Edinburgh. With him travelled his faithful companion, a wee dog called Bobby. Alas, while they were in Edinburgh, old Jock fell ill and died, and the wee dog, not wishing to be separated from his master, even in death, followed the funeral procession as it made its way to the kirkyard at Greyfriars. And there the wee dog made his home by the unmarked grave of his master. He refused to leave, no matter what the weather was like, no matter how often the beadle, who didn't like dogs in his churchyard, tried to chase him away. But then the day came when the council decided to round up all the stray, unlicensed dogs in Edinburgh. And with Bobby's master dead, there was no one to pay for his license. It looked like the end for the wee dog. But by this time, the wee dog had been befriended by the children who lived around Greyfriars. When they heard of his plight, they went round the streets to try and raise the money for his license. And when Sir William Chambers, the Lord Provost of the time, found out what the children had done, he was so moved that he decided to give the wee dog the freedom of the city of Edinburgh. So now Bobby was free to roam wherever he wanted to go. But of course Bobby stayed exactly where he was, at old Jock's graveside, and there he remained till he himself eventually died in 1872. He was buried near his master in the very kirkyard he had lived in all these years. Even today, we haven't forgotten Bobby, for of all the statues in the city of Edinburgh, the most famous of all is the one that stands at the top of Candlemaker Row. It's of a wee dog, a dog called Bobby.